بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأتم الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. اللهم أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم، وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. إن شاء الله. Just before we start, Alhamdulillah, for the last two or three months, we stopped that, how we used to have it last year, every Monday, Thursday, just general. Now we've got Mondays, general, more of a motivating talk, spiritual talk, and it's also educational. It doesn't mean like it's not educational. And Thursday, we've got an advanced level, advanced, like for someone at least that's got a bit of background in Islamic studies, where we learn Islamic laws, jurisprudence. And today I would like to complete the subject or the topic that we're talking about last week, when we're talking about the dua, supplication. And we know what's dua is calling. Dua in Arabic means calling. And in the Islamic term means calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer your prayers. Another word for dua is salah. Salah means dua too. The word salah in the essential Arabic dictionary, salah means dua, and was transferred from the dua into the forms and the acts of the prayer that we pray. Takbir and prostration and bow and sami' Allah and hamdah, that called salah. So dua is supplication. And what made us start with talking about the dua is the hadith that's narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. That Allah Azza wa Jal is good, and He does not accept only good. Allah Azza wa Jal is good, and He only accepts good. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained the believers of what He had ordained, the prophets. فَقَالَ عَزَّ مِنْ قَائِلٍ يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَالُوا صَالِحَةٌ. O prophets, O messengers, that's in Surah An-Nur. O prophets, O messengers, eat from the good. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, eat from the good. وَأَعْمَالُوا صَالِحَةٌ, and practice the good. Eat from the good. Yeah, make your provision assistance good and do good. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in that hadith where he says, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلَ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرَ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَمَلْبَسَهُ يَا رَبْ يَا رَبْ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنا يستجاب له. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after narrating and mentioning that Allah Azza wa Jal is good and He only accepts good, and He mentioned the verse where Allah says, O prophets, eat from the good and do the good, He says, mentioning and describing a man in the middle of the desert, a traveler in the middle of a journey, puts his hands up for a need, asking Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, O my Lord, O my Lord. He's in need. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described that man, وَمَطْعَمُهُ haram. His food is in haram. It's either eating food that's haram, or he gets that food from haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ haram. And he drinks from the haram. It's either he's drinking haram, for example, drinking wine, or he buys his water from haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ haram. And his clothing from haram. It's either he's wearing haram clothing, like the leather that you're not allowed to wear, or the skin of a dead animal, or he buys his clothing from haram money. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. His whole life is in haram. He grew up in the haram. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How could Allah Azza wa Jal accept his dua? In which way would Allah Azza wa Jal accept his dua? How would Allah Azza wa Jal accept him? You work for me. You come late. You don't do the job properly. And you disgrace me. And I told you go right, you go left. And at the end of the week, you told me, where's my pay? How does that work? Same thing Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is describing, a man that his whole life is in haram. He eats from haram, drinks from haram. Everything he does is haram. If his food and his drinking and his clothes is from haram, then his practices eventually is haram too. So his whole life is haram, he doesn't do anything good. And then he expects Allah Azza wa Jal to accept his dua. That's a point I would like to make clear. It doesn't mean Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept his dua. Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful, so forgiving, he will also accept his dua. It doesn't mean he will not accept his dua. He will accept his dua. But if Allah did not accept your dua, then you know where's your answer. It's because you are doing haram and you are far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. It doesn't mean Allah will not accept your dua. Yeah, he will accept your dua. Okay? He will not reject it, he will also accept it. But if he did not accept your dua, then you know where your answer. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا. O prophets, eat from the good. طَيِّبَات means eat from the good. وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do the good practices and acts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you do. Allah Azza wa Jal is watching what you do. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, stands up and tells him, Ya Rasulallah, id'u li la'an akuna mustajab al-da'wa. O Prophet Allah, make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts my dua. Make dua for me that Allah azza wa jal makes me from those ones that Allah accepts their dua and does not reject their dua. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him in a very beautiful form, أَطَمْ مَطَعَمَكْ تَكُنْ مُسْتَجَابَ الدَّعْوَى. Eat the halal food. Eat the drink the halal. Clothe yourself with halal. Do the halal. Allah Azza wa Jalla make it from those ones that Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept their dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you to be from those ones that Allah will accept their dua. أَطِبْ مَطْعَمَكْ تَكُنْ مُسْتَجَابَ الدَّعْوَى. If you want to be from those ones that every time they just put their hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, and Allah Azza wa Jal will accept their dua, then make sure you do halal, and you eat from the halal, you drink from the halal, you clothe yourself from the halal. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and whoever grew on the haram, فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. What does one know? فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. That the fire of hell is for him. The fire of hell is for him. So that's why, shabab, you want to be from those ones that Allah accept your dua? First of all, know where you get your halal money. Know where you eat. Your act. And that's why there's a beautiful saying by Ibrahim ibn al-Adham. Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, he's one of those great scholars. From the great scholars in the past centuries. He went once through the market, through the souq. And then the people gathered around Ibrahim al-Adham. I told him, Ya Ibrahim, ما لنا ندعو الله فلا يستجاب لنا. Why we supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jal does not accept our dua? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept our dua? Why is it every time we put our hands up and ask Allah azza wa jal to accept our dua is rejected? Why? So Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, answers them in beautiful answers. He tells them for 10 things. Allah Azza wa Jal is not accepting your dua because of 10 things. Number 1, عَرَفْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَلَمْ تُؤَدُّ حَقَّهُ. You knew Allah Azza wa Jal, but you did not fulfill His rights. You knew His Allah. You knew that Allah is your creator. You knew Allah is your sustainer. You knew Allah is watching you. You knew that Allah Azza wa Jal sees every single thing you do inside and outside. You know what Allah Azza wa Jal is. And you know you're in Allah's hands. And you know you are facing Allah one day. Well, you did not fulfill His rights. The way you know this is your car. And the more valuable that car is, the more you fulfill the rights of that car. Well, you'll clean that car more. You'll wash that car more. You'll take care of that car more. Your wife, you know her rights. She's close to you. You fulfill her right. Your boss at work, you fulfill his right. You go to work. Your work asks you to be there 8 o'clock every morning. You are there 7:30 every morning. Leave at 4 o'clock, leave at 4:30. Do this job, you do more. Why? Because you know that's the right of your work. You try and do more. But with Allah Azza wa Jal, you know Allah's rights, but you do not fulfill not even 1% of Allah's rights. The minimum that Allah Azza wa Jal asked that human being to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to pray to Him 5 times a day, and look how many people neglect that. So the first thing is, عَرَفْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَلَمْ تُعَدُّ حَقَّهُ. You knew your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you did not fulfill His rights. Okay, that's the first one. The second one. عَرَفْتُمُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَلَمْ تَتَّبِعُوهُ عَلَمْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ فَلَمْ تَتَّبِعُوهُ. You knew the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You knew the guidance of the greatest human being that Allah had created on the surface of this earth. Your role model, and you know there's no one better than him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you did not follow him. Who did you follow? You start to follow other people. When you know that there's no one better than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you fight for that, no matter how much your knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If someone approaches you and tells you who is the best creation that Allah had created on the surface of this earth, you'll say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the best role model? You'll say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the best man? You say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the best man to be imitated? You say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the best guidance? You say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do you follow him now? Who do you follow? Wallah, I follow Michael Jackson, Van Damme, I don't know me, the football players, the actors, Hollywood. MashaAllah. Do you know who are the worst human beings on earth? Okay, who do you follow the worst human beings on earth? So you knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you knew the beauty and the best manners and morals of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you did not follow him. You did not follow his footsteps. And you know there's no one better than him. And you know this man is going to lead you to paradise. You know this man is going to guide you to happiness in this life. You know this man is going to guide you to success in this life and the hereafter. But you did not follow him. So that's the second one. Okay, what about the third one, Ibrahim ibn al-Adham? والثالثة قرأتم القرآن فلم تعملوا به. You read the Quran. You recited the Quran. The holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words of the creator Allah azza wa jal. There's that miracle between your hands, but you did not follow it. You did not follow it. The same thing when you read a book, how to drive, you'll follow it. How to play football, you'll follow it. How to do weights, you'll follow it. But this book, the words of Allah azza wa jal, you don't follow it. This miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. If we reveal this Quran, this words of Allah Azza wa Jal, if we reveal it to a mountain, that strong solid mountain, that strong creation of Allah, if we reveal it to this big massive mountain, the mountain will humble and shake. But you as a human being, why don't you humble and shake when you hear the words of Allah Azza wa Jal? Practice, implement the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَرَأْتُمُ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِهِ. You've read the Quran. And you knew that the Quran is the best guidance for you, but you did not follow it. That's the third one. What about the fourth one? The fourth one is not, subhanallah, it's a very shameful one. أَكَلْتُمْ نِعَمَ اللَّهِ فَلَمْ تُعَدُّوا شُكْرَهُ. You've ate the provision, the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've ate the food of Allah azza wa jal, but you did not thank Him. You've ate the food of Allah, but you didn't thank Him. You didn't thank Him. Not only for the food of Allah, everything that Allah had given you, even yourself, you did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every morning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a new day with a new rizq. With a new provision. But you don't thank Him at the end of the day. Bil'aks, on the contrary, you go against Him. Did you forget where did you come from? You were nothing one day. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you something. And made everything around you something. But what did you do? You got against Him. And you used everything that Allah azza wa jal had created for you against Him instead of thanking Him. أَكَلْتُمْ نَعَمَ اللَّهِ فَلَمْ تَأَدُّ شُكْرَهُ. You eat the food of Allah azza wa jal and you don't thank Him. This food is giving you energy. And Allah has created this energy for you to use it for Allah Azza wa Jal. So Subhan al-Khaliq, you use it against Allah Azza wa Jal. You use it against your Creator. And then what about the fifth one? Alimtum. Wallah, that's a funny one, the fifth one. Alimtum anna shaytana aduun lakum falam tukhalifu. You knew that the shaytan is your enemy, but you did not get against him. You went with him. Wallah, it's a funny one. Shaitan comes to you face to face. Tells you, listen here buddy, I'm your enemy. I hate your guts. I don't give a damn about you. I just want to destroy your life. I want to lead you to corruption. I want to lead you to sadness. I want to put you and your family and your generation down to hell. And what do you tell him? Tell him, I love you, mate. Whatever you want from me, I'll do. I love you. Just tell me and I'll do. What do you want from me? I'm your enemy. I'm your worst nightmare. All I want from you is to destroy your life. Subhanallah. What do? We just listen to him. What do? Whatever he wants from us, sam'an wa ta'a. I listened and I've obeyed. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet want from you, when they love you and care about you and want the paradise and the success for you, you say, Wallahi, soon, later, I haven't got time. But when shaitan comes and tells you, come with me, you run to him. Come, I want to destroy your life. Tikram ayunak. Come, I want to put you down to hell. I love that. He's your enemy. He's your enemy. Alimtu anna shaytana aduun lakum falam tukhalifu. You knew that shaitan is your enemy, but you did not go against him, you went with him. And you knew Allah Azza wa Jal is the most beloved one to you, and went against him. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal did not accept your dua. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. That shaitan is an enemy for you. Take him as an enemy. Take him as an enemy. Don't take him as a friend. Okay. What about the sixth one? Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua? And what did Ibrahim and Adham say when he was asked that question? The sixth one says, وَعَلِمْتُمْ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حَقٌّ فَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا لَهَا. You knew that paradise exists. You knew that paradise is truth. But you did not do anything for it. You didn't do anything for it. Every single person, yeah, paradise exists. Of course Allah said exists. Of course Allah said exists. That means exists. Have you done anything for it? La wallah. The same thing that you know that $100 at the end of the day when you put 8 hours into work exists. And you go and put 8 hours effort into work. Same thing, paradise exists. So put a bit of effort. You work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to earn $500. Now you want to earn paradise. Jannat and arda samawatu wal ard. Paradise. That the last person enters paradise where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, will get 10 times much as this world. 10 times much as this universe. You want to earn that paradise just for free by you sitting back and not doing anything? عَلِمْتُمْ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حَقٌّ فَلَمْ تَعْمَلُ اللَّهَ. I knew that paradise exists and it's truth, but you did not do anything for it. Why do you do something big for $50 or $100 and you can't do anything for the paradise? Okay, what about the seventh one? وَعَلِمْتُمْ أَنَّ النَّارَ حَقٌّ فَلَمْ تَهْرِبُوا مِنْهَا. And you knew that fire of hell is truth. You knew that the fire of hell exists. You knew that the fire of hell is there waiting for you to burn you and you did not do anything to run away from it. Bil'aqs, on the contrary, you run into it. You know the fire of hell exists. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to burn you and punish you in that fire of hell for every haram you commit, for every sin you do. But you did not run away from it. Okay. What about the eighth one? وَعَلِمْتُمْ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ فَلَمْ تَسْتَعِدُّ لَهُ. And you knew that death exists. You know that every night when you sleep, there's not even 1% guarantee that you'll wake up the next morning. but he did not prepare anything for it. تعلمتم أن الموت حق فلم تستعدوا له. You knew that the death exists. You knew that death is chasing you every single moment of your life. You know that the angel of death is just waiting at the top of your head to take you away from this world. But you haven't prepared anything. Subhanallah. Why when I get a lot of people, Shaykh, make dua for me, please. I've got caught. When? After 3 months. Subhanallah, you are crying because of a court case that you're going to face a normal judge in a normal court. Why don't you cry when you're going to face Allah in His court? When is that going to be? Maybe today. Maybe today. Prepare something. Prepare something for your death. You might go tonight sleep, not wake up tomorrow. Have you prepared anything for your death? Have you prepared anything for your court case between you and Allah Azza wa Jal? Where's your solicitors? Where's your foals? Ah, it's a big issue. علمتم أن الموت حق فلم تستعدوا له. He knew that the death is there chasing every single one of us. But you haven't prepared anything. There's a narration that says that the angel of death visits every single human being 5 times a day. 5 times a day. That means every day that the sun rises in and sets, the angel of death went past you, stood over your head 5 times a day, waiting for Allah Azza wa Jal to send His command out to say, take him away from this world, and He'll do so. He'll do so. So you know that death exists, but you haven't done anything. You haven't prepared anything. And if you didn't, then start. Okay, what about the 9th one? And the 9th one, دَفَنْتُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ فَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا. You bury your dead every single day. Especially here if you pray dhuhr, alhamdulillah, every single day. Every single day dhuhr, there's a funeral here. Every single day dhuhr, in this mosque, there's dead that we take down to the graveyard. دَفَنْتُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ فَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا. You buried your dead. You could see that one day this man yesterday was standing next to you laughing and talking to you, and today he's underground being judged and asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tomorrow same words with you that's going to happen to you, but you don't even care. You don't even care. دَفَنْتُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ فَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا. You buried your dead, but you did not even learn. You didn't even think that one day you're going to be with them. You didn't even think twice that you're going to be with them. Subhanallah. We went the other day to the graveyard and look, subhanallah. I told the brother, subhanallah. One day, they were like us. Tomorrow, we're going to be like them. Once I went to a graveyard in Syria, a famous graveyard where a lot of scholars are. So subhanallah, when I went into that graveyard, subhanallah, there was a beautiful poem that says, يَا وَاقِفًا عَلَىٰ قَبْرِنَا لَا تَعْجَبَنَّ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا بِالْأَمْسِ كُنَّا مِثْلَكُمْ وَغَدًا تَكُونُونَ مِثْلَنَا. Or the one that's standing on our graves. Don't be amazed from us. Yesterday we were like you, tomorrow you'll be like us. That's a poem that one of the scholars before he died said, please write that poem on my graveyard. يَا وَاقِفًا عَلَىٰ قَبْرِنَا لَا تَعْجَبَنَّ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. The one that's standing on our grave, don't be amazed from us. بِالْأَمْسِ كُنَّا مِثْلَكُمْ. Yesterday we were like you. وَغَدًا تَكُونُنَا مِثْلَنَا. And tomorrow you'll be like us. So prepare. If you want to hear, if you just want to hear to what one of the dead people are telling you right now, saying, brother, sister, don't waste your time the way I wasted my time. Waste your time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not with this dunya. Because we did not get anything from this dunya. That's a message that's coming to us now. And what's the last one? What's the last one? أَصْبَحْتُمْ فِي كُلَّ يَوْمٍ فَذَكَرْتُمْ عُيُوبَ النَّاسِ وَنَسِيتُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ. And that's a very important point. You wake up every morning when the sun rises. So what do you do in the morning? Instead of saying, الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا, thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, the one that's given us life after death, because النوم هو الموت الأصغر, that sleep, okay, when someone sleeps, the scholars call it the small death. You wake up every morning, and what do? You start talking about the faults and the defects of human beings, of other people, and you forget your faults and defects. You wake up every morning and start saying, look at him, look at her, look what he done, and look what he did. And subhanallah, you look at the mirror, subhanallah, you find more faults in you than them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept our dua. See, 10 things. You think of those 10 things, and try again and think of them, you say, Allah, where are we? Where are we leading to? The first one is, why doesn't Allah Azza wa Jalla accept our dua? Because you know Allah, but you did not fulfill His rights. The second one, because you know the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you did not follow him. The third one, because you read the Quran and you recited the Quran, but you did not practice upon the recitation of the Quran. The fifth one is, you eat the sustenance and the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you did not thank him. The fifth one is, and wallahi it's a real funny one, you know shaitan is your enemy, but you don't get against him, you get with him. The sixth one is, you know the paradise exists, but you do not prepare anything for it. And the seventh one is, you know that the fire of hell exists, but you did not run away from it. And the eighth one is, you know that death is chasing you every day, every morning, but you haven't prepared anything. And the ninth one is, you wake up every morning, and you start talking about the faults of everyone. And the tenth one is, that you bury your dead, and you do not even learn. You don't even learn. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla does not accept our dua. And if you find these 13 things, and if you want Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept your dua, have these 10 in your life. Have these 10 in your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Again, I'll say Allah Azza wa Jalla is so merciful that accept the dua of anyone. If Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعُوا اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is describing the non-believers. When they go in the middle of the ocean, and they're drowning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they put their hands up to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah will accept the dua, then Allah Azza wa Jalla put them on a shore, on the beach. Allah is so merciful. And that's how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to all the time make dua, ask Allah, Ya Allah, no one else but Allah. The few of the Sahaba, one of the greatest Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Talha, they put a pledge between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the approval of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where in the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making a pledge, they will never ask no one but Allah azza wa jal. That even one of them, if one of the pecker of salt, wanted salt, will never ask anyone but Allah azza wa jal. And they describe that one of them will be riding a camel, and then his stick, the one that hits the camel with, will fall down, they call it salt, will fall down on the ground, and he sees people around him who not ask that person to give it to him, he'll get off that camel and take it because he made the pledge and will not ask no one but Allah Azza wa Jal. That's how they were. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, these rules and regulations, and we just mentioned them. And these great stories, when someone supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great stories like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. I mentioned this story a few times. Ibn Malak, the Sahaba that used to trade between Mecca and Syria. He used to trade business between Mecca and Syria, Sham. And once he was on a business journey, a high robber comes up to him, tells him, I want to take your money, I want to kill you. He tells him, why you want to kill me for? Just take my money and let me go. He says, I insist on taking your money and killing you. So he says, if you do insist, then let me ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me pray for rak'ah to Allah azza wa jal. So he tells him, go and pray for rak'ah, and after that's for rak'ah, I'm going to finish it off. So he goes and prays for rak'ah to Allah azza wa jal. And then after he finishes the four rak'ah, he puts his hands up and says, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Dhal Arsh al-Mateen, Ya Fa'alun lima turid, A'udhu bi nuri wajhika alladhi la yuram, wa bi mulkika alladhi la yudam, wa bi nuri arshika alladhi mala arkana arshik, Anta akfiyani sharra hadha al-lis, Ya Wadud, aghithni, Ya Wad, Mughith, aghithni, Ya Mughith, aghithni. He puts his hands up and says, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the Lord of this universe. Ya Allah, you are the creator of this universe. Ya Allah, your law reaches all around the whole universe. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, support me from that thief. Ya Allah, you are the supporter, support me from that thief. Ya Allah, you are the supporter, support me from that thief 3 times. After he finishes his salah, he looks behind, he sees the high robber dead on the ground. And next to him, a big, strong, brave warrior standing next to him. He tells him, who are you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just supported me with now? He tells him, I'm an angel from the fourth sky. Allah sends me down to support you. I'm an angel from the fourth sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends me down to support you. The first time he said, Ya Allah, you are the supporter, support me from this thief. We heard shake, he said, I heard the gates of the heavens shaking. سَمِعْتُ جَعْجَعَةً لِأَبْوَابِ السَّمَاءِ. I heard the gates of the skies and the heavens shaking. The second time he said, Ya Allah, you are the supporter, support me. I heard a big loud noise. سمعت ضجة لأهل السماء. I heard a loud noise from the creation of Allah in the skies. And the fifth one, and the third one, and third time he said, Ya Allah, you're the supporter, support me. I heard dua makruh, فقلت يا الله اجعلني لي. That I heard the third time, they start to say, Ya Allah, is someone calling for your help? So I asked Allah, Ya Allah, I want to be the person that helps him. Yeah, Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't reject the dua. Especially a sahabi like him. Allah will never reject his dua. And that's why when you make dua, insist on Allah. Insist. Then say, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا تقول أن الله مغفر لي إن شئت. Then say, Ya Allah, forgive me if you want. Ya Allah, if you will, forgive me. No, insist on Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, have mercy on me. Ya Allah, accept me. Insist on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah loves the dua that's insisted from his servant. Because it shows that, Ya Allah, my heart is attached to you. I insist. With manners, of course. Ya Allah, Ya Rab, forgive me. Ya Allah, give me. Insist. And do it three times. Insist three times. كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا دعا بدعاء دعاه ثلاثا. وإذا سأل سؤالا سأل ثلاثا. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to make dua, he used to make dua three times. Allah maghfirli, Allah maghfirli, Allah maghfirli. Three times, he repeats it three times, insisting. And when he used to ask a question, he used to repeat it three times. And when he used to say something, he used to repeat it three times so people understand. So insist on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الدُّعَاءَ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to hear the dua of a dead heart. Allah doesn't like to hear the dua of a dead heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his servant to be aware. Who's he asking? He's asking Allah azza wa jalla, insist on Allah. And how do you make dua? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that we get our hands together and put our hands up to Allah azza wa jalla. Not too high, only in certain occasions. But the manners that you have your hands together, okay, facing, okay, put your hands up, not too low, average, front of your face, and all the time start with Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala Rasulullah. Yani start with praise on Allah and peace be upon His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala Rasulullah. And then ask the akhirah first of all the time. Ask for the hereafter. Ya Allah, give me this in the hereafter. Ya Allah, prevent me from the fire of hell. Ya Allah, give me that. And then start asking about the dunya. Ya Allah, give me this and give me that. And when you end your du'a, all the time end it with the salat ala Rasulullah, especially Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. علي بن أبي طالب said, whoever wants a big way of rewards, all the time end your dua سبحان الله سبحانك رب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. That's a habit all the time do. So all the time end your dua with this. And as I said, Allah عز وجل also أدعو ربكم تضرعا وخفيا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran that supplicate to Allah humbly, humble, not aggressively, humble and silent. Don't scream up. No. And don't raise your voice too loud. Okay, make dua humbly. Okay, insist on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the time remember, put in your heart that Allah will accept your dua. In ana inda hasna dhanni abdi bi. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I'm in the thoughts of my servant. If my servant thought things good of me, I'll think good of him. If my servant thinks that I'm going to accept his dua, I'll accept his dua. So all the time have in your heart that, Ya Allah, you're going to accept my dua. Ya Allah, you're going to accept my dua. And that's why there's a hadith Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are four things. One thing is between me and my servant. And one thing is between my servant and me. And the other one is between my servant and the creation. And one is between both of us, me and my servant. So the Prophet, so Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the one from me to my servant, the one from me to my servant that he doesn't associate someone with me. I don't want a partner with me. And that's from the other thing from my servant to me that I'll give him the paradise. And something between us both, that's what Allah says, there's something between me and my servant that if he makes dua to me, I want to accept his dua. That's something between you and Allah. And I'll tell you a last story that happened. SubhanAllah, how Allah doesn't reject the dua. Another 2-3 minutes, inshaAllah. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described three men from the time of Bani Israel. For three men from the time of Bani Israel. They were walking in a journey. They were on a journey. They were walking and then it started to rain. Very heavy shower. So what? They saw a cave and they went inside that cave to protect themselves from the rain. So what happened while they were in the cave? A big massive rock comes and locks the gates of the cave. And those three men are inside. They come and push it. No way. No way. Even a bulldozer won't even move it. It's too heavy. So three of them looked at each other and said, there's no one else to help us except Allah. But then three of them looked at each other and said, wallahi, we haven't even done good in our life. We haven't got much good deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua. So the other one said, Allah azza wa jalla is so merciful. What do you say? Everyone starts to make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us for one good deed that we've done in our life. At least maybe that good deed that we've done in our life, Allah azza wa jal will have mercy on us. So one of them puts his hands up and says, Ya Allah, Ya Rab, I had mother and father. I had two parents. And every night, every day, I used to go and bring the milk for them. I will not let any one of my kids to drink that milk until my parents drink that milk. Until one evening, I came late home. And then, I wanted to give that milk to my parents to drink. So I saw my parents asleep. So, and my kids are crying for me to give them that milk. And I denied to give that milk to anyone before I give it to my parents. And I stayed over their heads waiting for them to wake up until they wake up. And then I gave them that to drink that milk for a respect to my parents. Ya Allah, if I've done this sincerely from my heart to you, Ya Allah, please open this cave for us. So the stone, the big stone, the big rock moved a bit. But it wasn't enough for them to go out. So the second one said, Ya Allah, I had a cousin. She was a very pretty, beautiful cousin. Pretty, beautiful cousin. She was very attractive to me. And once she was in need. And she came and asked money from me. So I told Allah, unless I sleep with you. So she said, okay. Until I came to her. And then she said, ittaqillah. Fear Allah and then go near me. When I heard that word, Ya Allah, I backed off and I gave her the money and walked off. Ya Allah, if I've done this for your sake, sincerely from my heart, Ya Allah, open the gate of this cave for us. So the rock moved a bit. But it wasn't enough for them to leave. And the third one said, Ya Allah, I had this employee with me. He was working for me. And then, he worked for me a few days. And then it came time for payment. We had a dispute. He didn't take his pay and he walked off. So I invested his money until his money became a lot of sheep and a lot of goats and a lot of cattle. Later on, he comes to me and says, give me my rights. Give me my money that I left behind long time ago. So I told him, look over there. Everything in that village is yours. So I told him, are you making fun of me? So he said, la wallah, I invested your money and that's where your money got you. So he went and took that all and he didn't say anything. Ya Allah, if I've done this sincerely from my heart to you, Ya Allah, open this gate for us. And the rock moved and it was enough for them to walk out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. And that's why all the time, humble yourself to Allah. Humble yourself to your creator. Whether you like it or not, you have to humble yourself to Allah. Put your hands up. Raise your hands up. Whenever you need something, ask Him. Especially in times after the prayer, in the middle of the night, the Yawm al-Jum'ah, you know, the Friday. It's a dua accepted during the Jum'ah. Like whenever you've been oppressed. If you've been oppressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject the dua of a traveler. So watch it one day, you start hassling a traveler. Allah azza wa jalla will not reject the dua of a father or a mother on their kids. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject the dua of the mazloom, someone that's been oppressed. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَنصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ. When he makes dua, the person that's been oppressed, Allah says, وَاللَّهِ by my name and glory. وَاللَّهِ I'll support you even if later on. I will support you. So dua al-mazlum has never been rejected. That's why I never oppress someone. His dua is going to be accepted. And make any dua, it will go against you one day. That's why I make dua all the time. Supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, just before we finish, we've got one brother that wants to become Muslim. Or two brothers, one or two. To the Rivets Committee. Okay, Brother Steve. Allah wants to strengthen his religion. Brother Steve, we had another one on Thursday. Alhamdulillah, we get one every single day because Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Why? Because it's the truth. When people want the truth, they straight away run to it. You know, it's very simple, it's very clear and evident. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this religion will reach everywhere the way day and night is reaching everywhere. And Islam is so natural. All you have to say is testify there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is Prophet. And that's how you become into the Muslim nation. So brother, repeat after me in Arabic. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Rasulullah.
Allah.
Allah.
I bear witness. There's no God.
That there is no God.
But Allah. And I bear witness. That Muhammad.
And Muhammad.
Is the Prophet of Allah.
Shabab,
takbir.
Takbir.
Takbir. Relax. This is the expression of happiness. Don't get scared. Just relax. Shabab, alhamdulillah. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to strengthen his religion. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مَاكِرِينَ. They plot and Allah plots. They plan and Allah plans. But he's the best planner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They plan so much against Muhammad and his army, but Allah Azza wa Jalla planned against them, and Allah Azza wa Jalla strengthened his religion, and no one could put his religion down. يُرِيدُونَ يَتْفِئُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بَأَفْوَاهُمْ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَتِمَّ نُورَهُ. They want to turn off the law of Allah, but Allah insists. He insists, Allah, that his nur will stay on, even if the non-Muslims don't like it. How much around the world people are trying to put Islam down, but they forgot that they tried to put Allah down, and they forgot that Allah will never get down, and the arm of Allah Azza wa Jalla will only be raised. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Last week I had a person become Muslim. A lot of brothers approached me and said, please say, how could we become a new Muslim again? They got so jealous. You know why? Because Allah forgives all your sins. You're a new baby born. Now you've got no record with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Just hasanat inshaAllah. And get up brothers and make salam to a new Muslim brother. Welcome you Muslim brother into the nation. Yalla shabab takbir!
Allahu Akbar!